We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And guys, this Thursday we're going to be at the Eagles Nest, and we want everybody to be partying with us at the Eagles Nest this Thursday. Full show 7 to 11. But right now it's time to go around the entire NFL and do a body slam into some gridiron gravy.
Oh, actually, that's not too far from the direction I guess we're going to start then.
Oh, German suplex?
We're getting closer.
Okay.
Former NFL wide receiver Brandon Marshall, he was in the league for 13 years, made 6 Pro Bowls, had almost 1,000 receptions, but he's done playing football. Now, he decided that he's going to start boxing. And he's going to start boxing as a heavyweight. So he decided...
He's a big dude.
He is a big dude. This is a bold strategy. Quote, I'm about to do the unthinkable. 35 years, NFL. Or excuse me, 13 years. That would be unthinkable. 13 years, NFL. 35, phenomenal shape. Just went 24 rounds. I'm about to do the unthinkable. I already said that.
Mm-hmm.
Heavyweight champion of the world. A lot of people that try fail. I promise you, Joshua, Wilder, Ortiz, Fury, all you boys, I can get it. I'm telling you, you're not that tough, not that strong. Where I come from and what I've been through in my life, I'm built for this. I promise you that. I'll see you next May. I don't know which one of these fighters he thinks he's going to see next May or if he's buying a ticket to one of their fights.
Uh-huh.
Why in the hell would any of them take a fight with Brandon Marshall? Or why would that get sanctioned by anyone? Maybe here in Texas, we have some pretty loose sanctioning rules.
Wait, why would that get sanctioned by anyone? Because if you can get enough people interested in it and they buy a pay-per-view, that's how it gets sanctioned,
Kevin.
Are you going
to watch this on pay-per-view? Is Brandon Marshall big enough? It was like Jerry Rice. I'd be like, I'd watch that. Randy Moss, Larry Fitzgerald even. I'd watch that.
Yeah, but Brandon Marshall's played for like nearly every single team in the league. So at least every fandom's like, oh yeah, our ex-wide receiver's going to go box. Let's go see it. Because he's nearly everybody's ex-wide receiver.
The last thing you need to do is sign on with the Cowboys and then retire again.
Right.
And then make a run. Then he'll get all the promo stuff that he needs.
All right, let me ask you a question, Kevin. Does anybody remember Matt Mitrione?
Matt Mitrione is a mixed martial artist. He was actually pretty good.
Played 2 seasons with the Vikings and Giants. What about Marcus Jones?
Nah.
Just because it's a generic name?
Yeah.
All right. First round draft pick in 1996 for Tampa Bay.
Okay, I don't feel
you remember.
Went to the MMA, and yeah, he fought against Matt Mitrione.
You got to remember Bill Goldberg.
Herschel Walker.
Played for the Falcons.
Yes. And you know what? I don't ever remember hearing about that. And they talk about how The Rock played up in the CFL. And yes, Herschel Walker, of course.
Charlie Powell. Ed Too Tall Jones.
I forgot Ed Too
Tall Jones. Alonzo
Highsmith. Boxing. I did know that.
Bob Sapp. What? Colby, is that your family?
Okay, no. Bob Sapp is one of the most amazing mixed martial artist fighters ever. Not in a good way, but like there was a time where he was the biggest draw in Japan. He was this giant hulking man. And then it turned into a thing where he would just like fall on the ground and say he was hurt and he would tap out and still get like all this money. So like Matt Mitrione was at least he was a pretty good fighter.
Greg Hardy.
I mean, they keep giving Greg Hardy spots.
So what I'm saying is nobody's ever really become like a premier boxer out of the NFL that like has taken off, except for Mitrione. But other than that, like nobody really.
And it takes
a lot to be a fighter. I mean, it really does.
And even with Mitrione, he was never to the point where he was like selling pay-per-views
Brock
on
Lesnar.
His own. But Brock Lesnar was, well, he did trial for the Vikings.
I don't know what the crossover appeal can be unless somebody comes out and is like, no, this person's really skilled and they're really good at what they're doing and then they win a fight that really means something.
But it depends on how big your name is. So like CM Punk, Brock Lesnar, they had huge names in the world of wrestling. I don't feel like Brandon Marshall has a huge name. Like if Cam Newton was going to do it, then I'd be like, hold on, what? Like, I would be intrigued by that. I'm not going to lie. But Brandon Marshall, I don't think he's going to move the needle.
He's a big name for me because that one time that he got suspended or kicked off the team or whatever, Jabbar Gaffney went off for like 42 fantasy points. And so I was like, man, I used to have Brandon Marshall, but now I have Jabbar Gaffney.
Oh.
And we all know about Jabbar Gaffney.
Yes. How many people are like, who? Let's go to another wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald. He's second on the all-time receptions list, having just passed Tony Gonzalez. Jerry Rice says he thinks he can make a run at him. So Larry Fitzgerald, I do believe, has 1,326 receptions, give or take. Jerry Rice has 1,549. So that puts Larry Fitzgerald about 223 behind.
Uh-huh.
So you're probably looking at you need to play the rest of this season and at minimum all of 2020 and all of 2021. But Jerry Rice says, I think he can do it.
I mean, he might be able to because you look at, good God, he looks refreshed with Kyler Murray out there, doesn't he?
He's on pace to finish with 90 catches this year.
So in 2015, he had 109. 16, he had 107. 17, he had 109. Last year, he had 69. And you're blaming most of that on Josh Rosen, right?
Nice.
Like, that's, dude. So I still think he's got it in him. I just don't know if the quarterback can give him the 100 that he needs a year.
Well, he's 36, but Jerry Rice is like, he's a really competitive guy also on the golf course. We've played a lot, and guess who ended up winning? I did, and I think that really pissed him off. It's a really weird quote right here. I think that really pissed him off just a little bit. That's Larry Fitzgerald. How can you be really pissed off just a little bit? That doesn't make any sense. I guess if you're Jerry Rice, you can do whatever.
Yeah, because you're Jerry Rice.
Exactly. Guys, let's go from that to Roquan Smith. More details coming out about Roquan Smith. And the more you hear about this, the more troubling it is. So he's out due to a personal issue. We talked about that yesterday. And then word started circulating is he just wasn't acting like himself. That's a vague thing. I don't exactly know what that means. But then a couple of other sources have come out today and said he hasn't been acting like himself for about a week. All right, like if somebody has an off day, you can see that,
right?
Off couple of days. If it's a week, then you start to think, okay, there's something going on here. And Matt Nagy refused to give a timeline for when he would be back. So it's not one of those things where he's like, oh yeah, he'll be back for the next game. He said, nope, no timeline.
What?
We don't know. And he's like, I'm not going to elaborate either.
Yeah.
So this is the info that I have.
According to Breitbart,
That's a politics website.
It's a completely personal issue. For us, it's something that we're going to leave at that.
See?
Personal issue.
When does this happen in today's media where nobody knows?
How much longer? I give it till the end of the week. Somebody
until TMZ has some information?
Yeah. They will. You're right. TMZ, this is exactly the kind of story that they break. So, yeah, get ready for it. Roquan Smith, you'll get the information from TMZ. Guys, let's go to Ray Lewis. Well, for the first time ever, he had to quit, unless you count the time that he stopped not cheating the game and when he stopped being friends with his other person to testify against him in that murder thing. He had to quit Dancing with the Stars. Corey, immediate reaction. How devastated are you by this?
One of the greatest dancers I've ever seen. You remember when he would do the Raven out on the field every day before a game?
Mm-hmm.
And he would basically, they would have to give him an IV right before the game because of all the dancing that he'd just done?
Yes.
This is a shock to me.
That's definitely why his unnatural body was dehydrated.
What do you mean unnatural?
I mean,
it was just, you know, it's antler stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, something big. He just rubbed some antler on his legs.
How can you rub a deer antler on your body and it's like, oh, that doesn't make any sense at all.
What was the rest of, like, what was the end game to that question? Because I think we need to save that question for a drop interview because there's not really like an end point of what you were hoping to gain from that.
Music
tremendous.
In the background.
Guys, let's go to the Bengals who, well, they're already terrible.
Uh-huh.
Now they have worse news. John Ross, who, he seems like he was in the midst of having a breakout season. The wide receiver, probably the best thing on that dumpster fire of a team thus far. Well, he's going to miss multiple games with a shoulder injury. So whenever you have a team that's terrible and they're like, hey, you know the best part about your team? He's gone.
He was averaging 20.5 yards per reception.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot.
I mean, he only had 16 catches because they could only throw the ball 16 times to him.
Hey,
they can't throw it to anybody else on that team.
That still means he had more than 300 yards receiving quarter of the way through the season.
And how much longer is AJ Green out?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that either.
I think recently they mentioned that it's going to be a minute. Extension. Yeah, no, I think they said that it's really going to be a minute before he actually could. They said, oh, man. Could be a lost year.
Well, because remember at the beginning of the year, they're like, yeah, no, we don't think he'll miss any time. But, you know, maybe he will. All right, let's go back to wide receivers because this is terrible. Remember how we talked about the Minnesota Vikings and how much they suck because they don't have a quarterback?
Oh, hold on. What I've been saying for the last year and a half now?
Uh-huh. Correct. All right. This is going to be unwelcome news from your predictions.
All right.
Stephon Diggs today started following Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and James White on Instagram. All of those players are from the Patriots. So, of course, conspiracy theory galore that Stephon Diggs is trying to force his way to the Patriots, especially when he sent out a tweet that just had the blank face on it, where you're just like,
I would rather him send out a tweet of like a GIF of a Patriots helmet dancing and just leave it at that.
Oh, my God. Don't send Stephon Diggs to the Patriots.
No, you're right. You don't want that to happen, but I mean, he hates his quarterback. It's pretty clear.
We all hate his quarterback.
He also doesn't like their offensive coordinator. And I think Zimmer's under fire there, Kevin. Remember he said...
He can fire out of his other eye. That thing's got to be bionic after all those surgeries.
I think that there are a lot of people that are really upset with the way that he's running things up there. But, man, Kirk Cousins is bad.
Yeah.
He has a pretty spiral, but that's about it.
Hey, whose fault was it that he got the fully guaranteed contract? Was that Mike
Zimmer's
fault?
His agent worked wonders.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was a team that needed a quarterback. That was their biggest problem was they were like, we need a quarterback. We weren't sucky enough to draft one, so we're going to have to go find one in free agency. And that guy was sitting there going, yeah, just make sure all of it's guaranteed.
Is that your next head coach for your Dallas Cowboys?
Kirk Cousins?
No, oh, Mike Zimmer?
Why would that be my thought train right there?
I don't know, Colby.
Yeah, thought train. Guys, let's go to Bradley Chubb. We talked about weekend. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about over the weekend how he tore his ACL. He said he's looking forward to his journey from here. Why? Because he tore the same ACL exactly 7 years ago while playing in high school. So I'm going to break the news for you right now. You heard
seven
it here
years
first.
Now he's going to do it again.
September 29th, 2026, Bradley Chubb will tear that same ACL yet again. That's why they call it the seven-year itch.
No, that's not.
Because your knee gets itchy when you get surgery.
What happens in the seven-year itch? You step out. What do you use to step out?
Your knee.
Your ACL.
Yeah. Or your PE. Well, never mind.
What?
Guys, let's go to another injury from there. High quality content
eight
here.
O'clock, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. That's why I didn't spell the whole thing. The Panthers are going to be out without their Pro Bowl defensive lineman, Kwon Short. He has been placed on injured reserve. And now, we joked about this with the Bengals, like their season's going nowhere. But all of a sudden, it looks like the Panthers' season could turn back around. Short's a two-time Pro Bowl selection. Now, out for the rest of the year.
Man.
So.
But then again, like Kyle Allen stepped in.
I know.
Things got good.
I know. I'm just saying.
Why can't they replace him and things get good again?
All right. Find that kid from the Play 60 and see if he can do
it. He's not. He's too fat.
What, Kyle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Play 60 didn't work for that kid, by the way.
Oh, is he? Does he need soda?
He was on some like TV show, and I was like, hold on. Yeah.
Hold on. Was he on the TV
show
talking?
He's young, so I don't want to be rude.
Like, okay.
I don't want to be too rude.
All right.
He's a kid. He's just a little chubby, you know?
Man, I can't believe your body shaming kids.
He needs to play 60 a little more.
Guys, let's go to the NFL in general, because people like to complain about NFL officiating. Well, the NFL, they hear you and they agree, our officials are terrible. So
they're replacing the officials or training them better.
Well, they hired a new vice president. to coordinate training and development of officials.
Dean Blandino.
No, it is not Dean Blandino, but they did hire a new person, and they're like, we're going to fix how these officials get trained. Do you believe that will make a difference?
No.
Mm-hmm. You said that so quickly.
Because, Kevin, they've been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
And they've never been able to. These guys are still part-time officials.
Hey, some of them are full-time.
Name one.
I couldn't. Ed Hockley's kid.
Oh, is he?
You
don't even know.
I don't.
Well, you know what? You don't know either. Who are the full-time officials?
Okay, we'll pick that up probably never.
Is that a segment?
And then finally, the Houston Texans have signed safety Mike Adams, a 15-year veteran. He will be rolling with the Texans this season. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, are we ever going to see runs like this from Zeke again?
Hockley is not.
Oh.
By the way.
And more updates about this employment status of refs. Walt next Anderson, on The Fan.
Though. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the personal injury team at Frankel & Frankel. If you've been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call 214-333-3333 or you can check them out online at frankelfirm.com. Principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Kevin is doing just fine, everybody. Ooh. Colby is as well, so is Reggie. And I saw a tweet yesterday and somebody asked the question and they posted a video of Ezekiel Elliott against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Kevin, if I remember correctly, he had like 134 yards in that game. He broke off a 60-yarder, and I think he broke off like a 30-something yard run as well.
Yeah.
I think he had a 22-yard reception in that game. It was as explosive as we've ever seen Zeke. That was his rookie season. And they asked the question, will we ever see this Ezekiel Elliott again? Will we ever see these types of runs from Ezekiel Elliott again? And I started like thinking and trying to look up and see what he's done in the past couple of seasons, but based on this season, and I know you have a theory out there about his money and how that's affecting him, do you ever think that we will see the explosive Ezekiel Elliott that once he hits the line, he's gone and nobody's stopping him?
I do. I do think that is something that is viable to be seen. You talked about the Cincinnati game, and also people when they think about rookie Zeke, they think about the explosive Zeke that was there that year. You're also talking about the Pittsburgh game, and you're talking about holes that you could drive a truck through that this offensive line was creating for him. And right now, whether it be just because of the difference in players between Leary and Connor and what have you, you're not getting those holes. And when you don't get those holes, you don't get Zeke to the second level. And if he can't make it there a lot, then he doesn't have the chance to be able to make a move on a safety or make a move on this one defensive back. And if I can beat that one guy, I'm gone. And if you can't do that, if you can't get to that spot, then you're not going to see that because it's hard to make that kind of a run when you've already been tackled.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I did a study, his rookie season or his second? Yeah, his rookie season.
Yep.
On when the team had big plays from him.
Okay.
And especially in the run game. When they had a big play that was about 12 yards, they scored on 84% of the
runs. I remember that.
And that was the team that, as Colby's pointing out, that opened that kind of gap. And obviously the offensive line was a little bit younger. Those holes weren't there on Sunday night against the Saints. They just weren't. And I don't know that they've been there so far this season. Mm-hmm. But he is a little bit older. He's 3 years older than he was when he was a rookie. And I just don't know if there's that same burst that exists in his legs. But, Colby, yeah, you go back and look at that season. He had – was it the Pittsburgh game that everybody remembers the most? Because it was – that was the walk-off, essentially.
And that was also the game that, like, I really didn't feel like we were going to lose if we got a chance to grab the ball.
He had an 83-yard reception for a touchdown in that game.
Wow.
Remember he had it was the screenplay that went for 83 yards. And on top of that, he had a 32-yard run. Like those were his two big plays in a game where he had 114 and 95 yards total. But on most of it was on two big plays.
Okay, so I know.
And go back and look at this, Kevin, real quick. His rookie season, the opening game, his long was 55 yards. The second game, his long was 42 yards. That season, he had another 30-yarder, 32, 60, and didn't have anything over 26 yards after that. Well, the next year, he had one 30-yarder. That was the season where...
That's it?
Yeah.
That was a suspension season?
He had
season?
A couple 25-yard runs, but that was it.
Wow.
That was a suspension season. The next year, he had a 35-yard run and a 41-yard run. And so far this year, his long is 27 yards. And even though they've been using him more effectively, I think, in the passing game, like efficiently, he hasn't had anything over 12 yards. And I don't know if it is because of the offensive line or if it's because they just haven't gotten into a rhythm against anything yet or because they don't have to with this offense. They don't have to be that kind of a team. But 35 yards is the third lowest run total that Zeke's had in his entire career, and that was against the Saints, and a lot of people feel like that was a blueprint against the Cowboys' offense.
Okay, I'm really concerned for a variety of reasons, because on the one hand, I want to say, God, I hope it's the offensive line, because we can fix that, because Zeke's going to be here for a long time. But on the flip side, I think 80% of your offensive line is signed for at least the next 4 years or something like that. So if the offensive line is the problem, that's also problematic. So maybe I hope Zeke is the problem, because at least that's only one person who's here for the next 4 years who's, you know, maybe not going to be up to snuff. Look, I'm hoping it's a combination of a couple things. I'm hoping it's a combination of him not being there for training camp, along with the blowouts, along with the offensive line hasn't played up to par. Because, like, you'll get in more competitive games. We feel like the offensive line can play better, and he'll work some of the rust off. And I'm hoping, like, then he'll round back into the player that we think we're all going to see. But you're right. In the back of my mind, I am concerned. I know there are a lot of factors at play, and people like to argue about this, but the facts are that as soon as Dez Bryant got paid, he was never any good anymore. And I have definitely worried that, like, there are different problems, but just like Dez, he has had some off-the-field problems. Not the same kind of problems, but they've been Dez and Zeke are both off-the-field distractions. Who are immensely talented. Those are facts. And I'm concerned that you're going to run into the exact same thing for Zeke. Once he got paid, he's never as good as he was.
I can see where you could have that concern. I don't know if
I was wrong.
I don't know if I'm even ready to be anywhere near that concern because of you played a team to where your offensive line didn't open up any holes. Before that, you were a play-action pass team that was play-action pass first and then try to run the ball. As far as what you're doing this season, I need to see more out of the offensive coordinator as far as run plays and setting them up instead of just the three plays again that we saw against the Saints, where most of them were in the middle and the only times they went outside is it was telegraphed by like four different people to let you know where they were going, and you just need I need to see a little bit more so that holes can open up to see what Zeke can do. I don't think he's lost a step. I think that the plays that are designed aren't going to work the same that they did 3 years ago.
I also think there's something to be said about the ability to get into the hole and then make your cut, make your break, and that's something. He's got the vision. You watch the game against the Saints. The vision's there. The slashing attempt is there, but by the time he slashed and went away, there was somebody, two people on him. And so that was a problem, but I do want to see those moments where he has that. We had a thing about him. He had a perfect time with his feet because he was a hurdler. And so what do you do whenever you're a hurdler? You have how many steps? What, 14 steps between each hurdle that you have to get to? 1, 2, 3, and then all of a sudden you got to jump. And Zeke had this pace, gone. And that's something that he did really well his rookie season. And, you know, I'm just hoping that that's still part of it and that it is just what the offensive line is not doing at the moment. Because if it's still there, man, those home runs could be very effective for this Cowboys team later on down the road, especially when they need him. Because right now, if they can make it through the first part of the season without needing him, that'll be huge. Because whenever you're trying to drive teams down when they're tired later in the season, then you can effectively use them. And that's one of the things that I thought was a real big problem last year. We were asking it late in the year to Broadus, when are we going to get him some help? When are we going to get Zeke an opportunity to rest? Because they got to win this, you know, this East. They got to win this division. And they're still working on it right now, but it's not quite there for them. And are they going to be able to get a game or two for him to rest so that he doesn't have to, you know, expel himself that much? Because he was getting so many touches and so many carries. And eventually they did. And that's one of the reasons it's nice that Pollard's here. But Pollard's a different kind of burst too. Maybe that's it, Kevin. Maybe the run game, and they didn't use it efficiently or effectively against the Saints. Maybe they'll be able to do that with Pollard. Let him be that different guy that just adds a different element to what they do, and he can be a home run guy. We've already seen him do it.
Okay, I want to go back to that point for just one second. Do you feel that way as a possibility because you think that Tony Pollard truly brings something different to the table? Or do you say that because maybe he needs to bring something different to the table because you're just not going to get everything that you hope for from Zeke?
I would love the ability to grind with Zeke because, you know, I know he can. You know, I know the guy can grind out yards. And when linebackers come to hit him, he hits them back. Tony Pollard, I'm not asking him to hit them back. I am asking him to be a speed guy that can get away. And I always, like, my idea when I was a kid was, man, why don't we just always have Herschel Walker and Tony Dorsett in the backfield together? You know, and just run plays and just get those guys, because they were two different guys, right? Like, Herschel Walker was so big, fast, and strong, and Tony Dorsett was a catch me. Good luck. You're not going to catch me once I get away from you. And it's just that perfect combination. And I think the skill set of the two running backs are kind of the same, but I haven't seen Tony Pollard have to be a guy that grinds a team late in the fourth quarter. But I know Zeke can do that if need be. Here's one of the other things that going into this week, I know we're still trying to dissect and figure out what happened with the Saints game, but going into this week that I'm really excited about, Devontae Adams potentially being out for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That is something that's really starting to excite me right now. And I don't know how much you guys are afraid of what the offense does with Aaron Rodgers, but if you're taking away and eliminating one of his receivers, I know he has to go down the line with Valdez-Scantling and Geronimo Allison. He's got all those other guys that he's got, but that is a reliable receiver that is a number one receiver that might not be there on Sunday. And it's looking like, from what we're hearing,
no, he's out.
He is definitely out. Okay, I saw unlikely on CBS Sports. That's awesome. I don't know about you guys, but for me, that takes a whole new look at what they're trying to do, because they were going to Devontae Adams every chance they could, and he's a mismatch nightmare, much like Amari Cooper.
What I'm worried about is not having the players out there that we want to have out there and going against a team that may not be at their full strength, but your offense still goes out there and they shell up because they think this is another game that you need to do that and win that by.
Look, this game is...
Could this be a shootout?
Yeah.
You didn't think the Saints game... Like, I know we thought the Cowboys were going to do something different, but you didn't think that you were going to have to win a shootout against Teddy Bridgewater.
Probably not. I think this has the potential to be a shootout. I think this will also answer a lot, not all, of course, but a lot of your questions going forward. Is what Colby said right? Are the Cowboys going to shell up because they see another top team and that's how Garrett's going to operate? Or are you going to learn that, like, maybe they're just not effective at implementing their offense against better teams? Or maybe you're going to learn that going against a really good quarterback, the defense, especially the pass defense, continues to have some problems. There are a whole bunch of things that you can take away from this. Or maybe the Cowboys will look the exact same way that they did in the first 3 weeks. They'll thump a good opponent. They'll be 4-1. They'll still lead the division and have probably the best team in the NFC. And you'll be like, oh.
Back to normal?
Yeah, now we get to play the Jets next. So we're going to destroy them, and we'll have all the momentum in the world going into Philly.
Do you give any credence to the kind of getting too high sometimes on yourself, getting brought back down to earth and it making you grow? Because Dak said that after the game. He said, there's something we can learn from this, and we're going to be better because of
it. Well, if they actually have that mindset. Like, those are pretty words, but if they actually do have that mindset.
Is there anything about Dak that makes you think he doesn't?
No, that's fair, but it needs to be more than just him. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you're right. I definitely ascribe to that. There's been times in our lives where we've been dropped and you're like, all right, you're going to have to build back up. And so if the majority of the locker room has that, then sure, I believe they can do that.
I don't believe it has to be more on that offense than just Dak Prescott, because if he has the type of leadership abilities and intangibles that we believe that he has, and he can show those, and he has that going forward, he can make everybody else have that if they don't have it right now.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I've seen it happen with Belichick team many times, right? Oh, we got a loss to a team that we shouldn't have lost to. Well, y'all aren't as good as you thought you were, and maybe that is. Maybe the Cowboys thought they were pretty good, and now they're sitting there going, okay. And you know what? I'd rather have this happen than them be, you know, 11 straight wins and then get shown they're not what they thought they were late in the season. How bad would that be where all of a sudden now the blueprint's being exposed?
Yeah, no, much better now when you have the time to adapt than like getting drilled right before the last game of the season.
Get hot late in the season.
Don't fear the Cowboys anymore. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. Tell us about your friend's terrible sports or pop culture opinions. We'll get into it next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Dallas Truck World. Dallas Truck World has over 800 pre-owned trucks, SUVs, and cars to choose from, and all come with a 7-day return policy for peace of mind shopping.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time for everybody's favorite segment. It is My Buddy's an Idiot. Kevin, take it away, Kevin.
Aw.
Ha ha, in your face. My buddies an idiot. My buddies are idiots. Mississippi State is not the idiots.
Oh.
However, PETA is asking them to do something, Kevin.
Get rid of the bulldog.
PETA is requesting
oh my God.
That Dak Prescott in Mississippi State retire Jack.
Because he got run over on the sideline.
And pledge not to use live animals in the future.
Oh, my God.
Because I guess there was a little run-in where he got run over on the sideline.
Like, what a useless organization for the most part. I know they do some good things.
Mississippi State did
tweet
out.
No, not Mississippi State. They're fine. No, PETA. Like, they waste so much time on nonsense like this. They could be doing better things with their time.
Like what? Saving the birds?
Yeah, or like worrying about people things.
Eating whales.
What? Don't eat a whale.
Why not?
You'll get fat.
You ever tasted a whale?
I mean.
Mississippi State tweeted out, pup date. Jack is
shut
okay.
Shut up. Stop it. No. I am done with this story if they really said pup date. I'm out.
He will spend the football bye week making a full recovery from bruising to his chin and right hind leg. During the game, they blamed Auburn and said he'll be ready to return to all mascot duties on October 13th.
Woof.
Pup date.
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, Kevin.
And you're wearing milk bone underpants?
Throw him a bone.
Okay. I don't know why I listened to that.
Why are you so upset, Kevin? You're just always barking up the wrong tree.
I'm really mad right now because those last two things that you said, I listened as if they were going to be coherent points that mattered and weren't just setups for dog puns.
Story's clearly been rough for Kevin.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
we need to pull Kevin back into the zone. We need to leash him back in. I messed that one up.
Nope.
What are you doing, man? Usually that's me.
I know.
What the hell, Colby.
I caught the Corey.
877-881-1053. Text in.
That a thing?
I don't know. I'm enjoying all these puns. I'm just lapping them up.
Your friend's terrible.
No! Stop that! You and Mississippi State, stop what you're doing. I should have known. You were way too enthusiastic about what was about to be said for it to be about sports.
Will you stop howling at the moon over there, Kevin?
No. No.
From the 757, my buddy's an idiot. Whose ever idea it was to play MLB games instead of the KNC masterpiece?
Oh, can't believe my buddy's an idiot. He just read that text openly bashing our boss.
I love.
Oh, man.
I love
live coverage of Corey backpedaling.
No, I'm trying to point out I love having the Rangers. When I grew up, all I wanted was to cover the Cowboys and the Rangers. And now I get to do that and share radio waves with the Rangers. And potentially ratings whenever their team gets really good again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 or 3 years from now.
Holy crap! Live coverage going back to Corey saying, the hell with it, I'm going to put the Rangers on blast again. What are you doing? You know our boss listens.
817, my son's an idiot, or I'm an idiot. He just spent $400 on a homecoming mum. So you got a HOCO mum.
No, your son is not an idiot.
It's called HOCO now,
because
right?
You called it homecoming. If he called it HOCO, then your son, like my son, is an idiot. $400 is a lot. When I went to homecoming, I thought I'm going to be really old right now. When I went to homecoming, the homecoming mom cost $40, and I thought that was a lot. And that's like if you had the hookup with a friend, the mom who's a stay-at-home mom.
That was my mom.
Yeah,
my mom
and
made
so
all
she
the
made the
school,
moms. Yeah, and so did you have the hookup? Then it'd be like $40. Otherwise, you know, $50, $60, $70. But $400? What's in there?
Bluetooth.
Ooh, key to the hotel. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Is that a thing? I mean, I hope not.
Kevin, you're in the doghouse now.
Okay. What? We're done with that. No. We're done with that.
My buddy's an idiot from the 903. He didn't let Kellen call his plays. Oh. Who's that a shot at?
It's a shot at Jason Garrett. Unless you want to bash more of our partners openly on
the 315, my buddies are idiots because they say it said Melo was better player than LeBron when they came into the league. They said he had better defense, dribbled better, and rebounded better with more steals.
Okay, like, I actually do kind of understand that line of thinking. If you thought Carmelo was going to be better than LeBron, because Carmelo was like a transcendent college player. I know he was only there for 1 year.
They won that championship.
Yeah,
dude.
He was unfreaking believable. LeBron was like a once-in-a-generational high school player. You never know how that's going to translate. Like, I hope they drop that opinion quickly, but I at least can see the genesis of that.
From the 214, my buddy's an idiot for thinking he can wake up at 4:30 in the morning to do homework. And then that person added, it's me. I'm the idiot.
Oh, man, if you tell me there's like some food attached to it, like you get to wake up, you have to do your homework, but you can go get donuts, I could do it. I've discovered something weird about my life.
You're motivated by food?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's how I got to be really fat to begin with. And I've discovered that, like, if I know that the next morning I can go get donuts or something even after I go to the gym, man, I'll be up at whatever time you need me to be up. If it's because I have to take my son to school, oh, pass. I'm dragging on that.
From the 214, my buddy is an idiot because he said it's petty. Because when my wife makes me mad, I run all the hot water out of the shower before she gets home so she can't take a hot shower. That is kind of petty.
Kinda?
But it's also, I love the passive aggressiveness of it.
Is that what it takes to be married? Because Colby's told me what it takes to be married, and we're not going to discuss that on air.
Okay.
Why not? Because of the reasons.
Okay.
So you've been married for some time successfully.
Seem like I've done a pretty good job.
It does. You're undefeated at marriage. I'm always impressed by that.
Never lost.
So
thank you.
Do you need to be passive aggressive and petty to make your marriage
work?
A lot of times
you get by.
Oh, wow. Hot.
No.
Oh.
Well.
What?
Live coverage of Corey now throwing his wife under the bus.
You a lot of times you can accomplish things.
What kind of
things? By just
buy things?
Yes, you have to buy a lot of things for her.
Huh?
You do. I mean, if you don't buy her crap, she's gonna be upset all the time.
Oh, God.
Even if you think it's dumb, you're like, okay, whatever. If that's what's gonna make you happy and do that thing I like, sure.
What?
Did I just say that? Yeah. I love pancakes. Make me breakfast.
And peanut butter.
My buddy's an idiot because he believes I don't know what that means. I'm not reading that.
But you started to read it.
He's learning.
From the 817, my friend's an idiot because whenever Dak makes one mistake, he tries to price his contract based on all his mistakes. Doesn't he understand that people have off days? Brady stunk on Sundays before.
Yeah, Brady said he sucked last week. I mean, probably just talking about how good he is at being a dad. Guys, fact from the 469, I'm an idiot. I spent $350 for the WWE title replica on eBay and was sent the store brand one instead. Oh, man, you need to file that claim with eBay. That's why I waited until the Black Friday sale on the WWE website, and I got it for $299. But yes, I'm an idiot because I spent $299 on a wrestling belt. That's a fact.
At least for this guy, though, he got the toy version.
Yeah, mine's the real one. It's heavy. Yeah. Uh-huh. But you know what? Now, thanks to soda, that should be my next commercial. When I'm walking around the house in my fake wrestling belt, it now fits my waistline thanks to soda. When before,
I don't have to add an extra belt to it.
Yeah. Fact.
Huh. I love this from the 512. I'm passive aggressive by tightening all the jars in the house so the wife can't open them so that she has to ask you so that she knows why she really needs you around for all the things that men do.
You think she's ever going to figure out, like, go over to somebody else's house and realize that she can open the jars there, but for some reason she can't open?
She's not opening a jar at somebody else's house.
Oh, that's how it starts.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
She's at somebody else's house.
Okay, I'd love to know, how are all of y'all passive-aggressive with your significant other? Because everybody does something. Everybody has one thing that they do.
I feel like I'm just pretty much a jerk straight away. Like,
this is
for example,
true. Again,
Colby met my lady, and he was like, you know he's an ass, right? And she's like, no, yeah, he's usually pretty clear about that. And uh-huh. I am. Like, I'm pretty clear. Uh-huh. When I did my dating profile, I was like, I like 80s cartoons, wrestling, and Star Wars. And it's like, if you can handle that, that's, you know, that's pretty much it.
As far as the passive aggressive, I don't normally have any, but there was one that got me because it's always the issue about the toilet seat, right? You're supposed to leave that the toilet seat down.
They might fall in.
Right.
Because they can't look.
Mm. We're supposed to be the ones that look. They can't be bothered to look nor before they sat down. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to close the seat and the lid. So if you don't look, like I have to look, if you don't look, you're going to bounce off that thing into the bathtub. Because if you just go collapse on the actual toilet lid itself, it's bulbed in the middle. It will hurt. You can't just sit on that just right.
Bonk.
And then it'll bounce you right off of that thing.
Mark that.
See, I'm one of those people that if I feel like I have done the dishes too many times this week, I will just leave all the dishes in the sink. Like, that's my passive aggressiveness. I'm not going to tell you, hey, I did the dishes, because I don't need to tell you that. I just need some help every once in a while. So you know what? Now you got a sink full of dirty dishes, and I better not come home to those dishes being in the sink.
Oh, do you say that part?
No, it's just in my mind. Why would I ever say that, dude? I'm going to get in so much trouble if I say that.
I don't know. Just the way you said led me to believe that. Okay.
Good thing you didn't say it on 100,000 watts.
You know how long I'll be sex hostage for that?
Man, that's the other thing I've heard about being married is you get sex hostaged.
That's not a word.
I don't think I said that right at all. But like, I always go back to this comedian when he was talking about marriage. He goes, I'm never going to get married. Because you ever talk about people about, oh, do you watch Game of Thrones? Oh my God, I love Game of Thrones. And you talk to them about marriage and they're like, look, marriage is hard. And even the best years, it takes a lot of hard work. And they never talk about it with any enthusiasm. So, I don't know.
Well, like the first year or so, they'll talk about it with enthusiasm. Find a newlywed.
Because that's when all the things are still happening.
Uh-huh.
And then you get hostaged.
Right. Mm. Then you end up just getting, you know, hey, you got to do this.
I also do fake sleep.
What does that mean? You say
when the kids get up in the middle. No, why would I ever do that? That would be ridiculous. When the kids get up in the middle of the night, I just lay there. I've done this since they were born, though. A buddy of mine.
What if they need you?
His dad told me, "Hey, look, you can't do anything for the baby, the newborn." He was like, "That baby's hungry in the middle of the night. You can't do anything to help that child. So you do not wake up. You lay in that bed and you fake sleep." I said, "Okay." Well, I've carried that over to now the kids are like 6 and 7 and they're getting up in the middle of the night. I'm like, nope, still asleep.
But you can help them now.
Adrian can too. Why can't she do the job?
Oh my God.
I do everything else.
Oh my God. My buddy's an idiot because he's like, I'm going to see how much tension my marriage can deal with. She's not texting you yet, but just wait about 20 seconds.
And from the 214, my buddy's an idiot because he bet the Cowboys would lose to the Dolphins. And now I got a new pair of shoes. That's on the Autoflex.
Why would the Dolphins?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Your buddy is an idiot. That's terrible.
That's a friend to keep around because you can always win more money.
Take advantage of them in the bets. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. That's fair. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we go around the NFC East and ask the question you need to know the answer to. Where does Dak sit in the quarterback hierarchy now? Talk about it next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.